السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى ما يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, you know how nowadays especially we all fight for certain causes. We all shout out, you know, Palestine, free Palestine. We shout out matters, you know, the Muslims in China being punished, they're being attacked, they're being oppressed. Muslims across the world, they're being attacked. Islamophobia is on the rise. Atheists are constantly attacking Islam. And we constantly say, you know, we are with the Muslims that are being oppressed. We are with those who are being oppressed. But there's one thing that we need to bear in mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. That indeed Allah does not change the state of a nation, does not change the state of a group. لَا يُغَيِّرُ, it doesn't change this, مَا بِقَوْمٍ, a nation, a group. حَتَّى until يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, until you change yourself, until people who shout for these matters, people who fight for matters like these, until you begin to change yourselves. So this is something that we need to think about firstly. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually telling us? He's telling us here that, you know, a lot of people who shout and go on these marches for and protests for certain matters, for certain bills, for certain legislations. Look at yourself first. Are you praying your 5-time daily salah? Are you completing all your fasts? The Ramadan has just completed. Did you fast all the 30 days of Ramadan? Or did you skip certain days? Did you break your fast? Did you make excuses? Are you paying your zakat? Are you paying sadaqah, charity as well in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are you just somebody by tongue who says, yeah, free Palestine, but when it comes to my own things, I won't do anything about myself. I won't do anything to change myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, you know, if you want these things to change, if you want society to become better, if you want, you know, Palestine to be free, if you want Muslims in China to stop being oppressed, if you want these Islamophobes to stop attacking Islam, the first thing you must do is stop talking about them. First think about yourself. First think, am I actually a true Muslim? Am I actually focusing and completing the rights that I have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon me? You look at the first hadith that's mentioned in major kitabs, mentioned in major, major books of the hadith. For example, Mishkatul Masabih. The first hadith mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam. And in this hadith, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أخبرني عن الإيمان. Tell me about Iman. What is Iman? What makes somebody a mu'min? What makes somebody a believer? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أن تؤمن بالله. That you believe in Allah. Another, the muhaddithun, they say about this, it doesn't just mean you know that, yeah, Allah is my God. Yeah, Allah is Allah. Allah is my God. I worship Him. That's it. No. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أن تؤمن بالله, it means that you know about the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know about His attributes. You know who Allah is. What is Allah? What is our God? You know, you worship Him 5 times a day, but do you actually know who you are worshipping? Do you actually know the fundamentals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You'll find many people will say, Allah is everywhere. Yes, people say that Allah is everywhere, Allah is up there. Allah upare. People say in Urdu as well that Allah is up there. But the reality is that you cannot ascribe a direction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not up there. Allah is not this way, that way, forward, backwards. He is not everywhere either. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not everywhere. This is a false misconception. So many people believe that Allah is everywhere, but this goes against the aqidah of Islam. Goes against the aqidah of Muslims. As a mu'min, you cannot believe that Allah is up there. Allah sits on the throne. These things are false. These are false narratives. They do not exist in Islam. To believe that Allah sits, it means that Allah must exist in a place. But place itself, dimension, up, down, left, right, this is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time itself, zameen and zaman, time and place, these two things are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a point where they did not exist. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existed before that as well. He's pre-eternal, meaning He existed before creation even existed. This might be a bit high for some of you, but this is what every single Muslim needs to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all of creation. Anything that you can imagine, anything that you can think of, then know that this is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you can imagine, anything you can think of, right, whether it is now, whether it is tomorrow, whether it is end of your life, whatever you can think of, that is not Allah. Meaning whatever you are imagining, if you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks like this, then know that Allah is not that. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Allah says in the Quran, laysa kamithlihi shay. That nothing resembles Him. The human mind, the human intellect, where we have the brains, these are another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a creation, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never comprehend the Creator. The creation can never understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you can only know what He has told us about Him. For example, we know that He's Ar-Rahman. We know that He's the most merciful. We know that He's Ar-Rahim. We know He's Al-Qawi. We know He's Al-Jabbar. We know that He's the most, we know He's compassionate. But we know that He's also the one who is most just. When justice needs to be given, He's the one who will deal with justice. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that He doesn't exist left, right, center, up, down, left, right. No. These don't exist for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These words are unbefitting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. This verse is repeated many times in the Quran. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah has power over everything. Now here's where it gets a bit more technical. This is where some of you may lose track. But if you bear with me, I'll explain inshallah. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. Has power over everything. Now this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by this, that He has power over all things that are intrinsically possible. Those things which are possible by nature, meaning, for example, it is possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it rain diamonds. Yes? Allah can make it rain diamonds. Can make it rain diamonds and gems. But does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do so? No. He doesn't make it rain diamonds. But it's a possibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do this. Yes? But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what things are unbefitting to ascribe towards Him are defects. Okay, it is unbefitting to describe, for example, lies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is free from lies. He cannot lie. This is an impossibility. Because if you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies or can lie, this opens up a whole logical fallacy. Because now if you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can lie, then how do you know that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you say the Quran is true. The Quran is haq. Yes? But how do you know now that the Quran is haq when you believe that Allah can lie? How do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't lie in the Quran? This is a logical fallacy now. And now those atheists, right? Every single person here lives in this society. In an ideal world, we wouldn't deal with atheists. But we don't live in an ideal world. We live in a true world. We live in a real world. Where every single person, whether you are at school, whether you are at college, university, at work, even in your home, you will deal with atheists. You will come across people who will question Islam. You will come across people who will question the real existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Muslims, you must know who is Allah. You must know your beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So back to this point, where if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can lie, then potentially this creates a logical fallacy in the Quran. And now your entire religion, the whole basis of your religion has broken. This is why when we say, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things, we mean those things which are possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning we cannot ascribe defects. Lying is not possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Backbiting is not possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any defect, anything which is evil, cannot be ascribed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This raises another point. An atheist might now say to you, if you cannot ascribe evil to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how comes in other parts of the world people are suffering? They bring out this argument now. An argument about suffering, people suffering, you know, humans in crisis. What do we say about this? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can He be an all justice? How can He be somebody who's all just when people are suffering across the world? Now the simple, very simple, there's many explanations towards this in the Mufassirun and the Muhaddithun and the Fuqaha as well. They've written countless about this. They've written loads about this. But a very simple sort of opposition to this argument is that what we can say is that, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has power over all things. We agree upon this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can choose who He gives riches and who He gives poor to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Himself, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, that He can give honor to whoever He wants. He can give a high rank to whoever He wants. And He can disgrace whoever He wants as well. This is down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, our human minds, our aql, is not able to comprehend that. We cannot understand the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, you know, there may be somebody, their entire life, they're swearing against Islam. Entire life, they swear at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their entire life, they do not believe in Islam. They're an atheist their entire life. And just a moment before they die, just a moment before they die, they say the kalima. They say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Now, according to Islam, he's become a Muslim, right? He spent his entire life in ghafla. He spent his entire life in misguidance and being, you know, misguided by others. But then at his last moments, he decided to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his sins and admit him into Jannah. Some of you may say, how is this justice? How is this justice? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most just. We cannot comprehend that level of justice. What we understand as justice is different to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as justice. Right? Some things you may think about Islam. How can Islam accept this? How can Islam allow this? How can Islam allow this to happen? How are these rules, you know, good rules? Sometimes we come across these doubts in our lives. Right? But the reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained what He has told us to do. We must follow it. We do not question, why has Allah told us to do this? Why has Allah told us to pray 5 times? Why has Allah made us give to charity? Why has Allah made us go for Hajj? We do not question why. The hikmah and the just and the adl is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the most wise and He's the most just. All we have to do, when we say the kalima, we accept Islam. And we believe, we give our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are His abd now. We are His slaves. As the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He tells us to do, we have to do. This is our job, it is our duty to complete these actions. And it goes back to the first point, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى مَا يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah doesn't change the state of a nation until you begin to change the state of yourselves. Until every single individual begins to change themselves, only then will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow society to change. And finally, last few points inshallah, last point actually. This society especially, again, we do not live in an ideal world. You'll come across all sorts of fitna. You'll come across all sorts of fasad, all sorts of problems in this world. Things that will go against your core beliefs as a Muslim. Things that go against Islam as a whole. People that attack Islam openly and privately. You as a Muslim, as a mu'min, somebody who believes in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must stay firm in this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must know your deen, know your religion, know about your beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know your beliefs about the Rasul, know your beliefs about the angels, know your fundamentals about Islam. Because I guarantee there are people in this room that do not know the fundamentals. There are people in this room who do not know about the Anbiya. This is a fard, this is a necessity upon every single person to learn your fundamentals. Learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn about the angels. Learn about the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Learn these things. And then when you go to work tomorrow, when you go to college tomorrow, when you go to university tomorrow, and somebody asks you about your religion, somebody begins to implant doubts into your mind, you're able to answer them back as well. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to act upon what has been said today. May also allow us to learn the fundamentals of our deen. وَمَا عَلِينَ إِلَى الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Just an announcement, inshallah. The bucket will be coming around. And for those who have any loose change in your pockets, do donate towards the masjid. If you do not have a loose change and you have your cards or your mobile phones, there will be a card reader outside, inshallah. So once you finish your salah, you can pay by card. And secondly, Fajr salah from tomorrow will be at 4:45. Fajr salah from tomorrow is at 4:45. And Asr Salah will be at 7:15, inshallah. Salat al-Asr tomorrow, from tomorrow onwards, will be at 7:15. Also, one more point. The doors for Jum'ah now, for third Jama'at, open at 4 o'clock. Okay? And the speech begins around 4:15, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Just give him a few minutes.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي فضل سيدنا مولانا محمد على العالمين جميعا وأقامه يوم القيامة للمذنبين المتلوثين الخطائين الهالكين شفيعا فصلى الله تعالى وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى كل من هو محبوب مرضي لديه صلاة تبقى وتدوم بدوام الملك الحي القيوم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها المؤمنون رحمنا ورحمكم الله تعالى أوصيكم نفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل في السر والإعلان عن النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى ملك كريم جواد بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده 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 لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين لا سيما على أول بالتصديق أمين المؤمنين أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أعض الأصحاب أمين المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى جامع القرآن أمين المؤمنين عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمين المؤمنين أبي الحسن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى ابنه الكريمين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى أمهما سيدة النساء البتول الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها وعلينا معهم يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا يا مولانا واجعلنا منهم واخذ من خذل دين سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا يا مولانا ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأجل وأهم وأعظم وأكبر عباد الله رحمكم الله
الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Please ensure that your mobile phones are turned off or on silent at the very least. If there is sound during the salah, it is very distracting. Jazakallah khair. And also do ensure that your sufuf, your rows are straightened. You are shoulder to shoulder. The sahaba kiram used to, when they're going to ruku and sajda, it looked like they were wrestling. So you make sure that your sufuf are tight, your rows are straight, and if there's space in the first row, then come into the first row and then begin filling the next. Jazakallah khair. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك نرجع السلام فحين ربنا بالسلام ودخلنا جنة دار السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم تقبل منا ركوعنا وسجودنا وساعدنا كلها وصلاة هذه صلاة الجمعة مع جمعة المسلمين اللهم عنا على تلاوة القرآن وذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارزقنا يا خير الرازقين اللهم انصرنا يا خير الناصرين اللهم انصر وارحم على فلسطين اللهم انصر وارحم على فلسطين اللهم انصر وارحم على فلسطين يا كريم يا رب العالمين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا فاعف عنا فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك العافية وعلما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم بركة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا حبيبي يا حبيب الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا رحمة للعالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين